Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
We are back from our two-week break, maybe our three-week break, but tonight I'm so excited. We are having Jerry Kahn and Austin Peck on the show. I am so excited, like a dream come true, because, you know, I've been wanting this interview since I started the show, because, I mean, I love Jerry Kahn. She's an amazing actress, and I want her back in daytime no matter what I have to do. You know, I will do. And Austin Peck, wow, people. I love him on dates. I loved him, you know, I always love him. We are just waiting on them, and, it's going to be a really, really fun night, and why I wait for them to come on, on Tuesday, Daytime After Dark presents Ari Kahn and Sleep Eats from the cooking channel, because he has the so-called CPs, and I love it. I never miss an episode. Okay, yes, and I find him cute. Okay, I will admit that. But like I said, we are waiting for Terry and Austin to come on. And, let's see, in the next week we have Juan Mazzeo coming on. He played the doctor on YNR right now, the crazy little doctor. And so he will be on. So this week, this week will be such a, couple weeks on Daytime After Dark will be incredible. You know, I cannot, wait for all this, because I just feel like, we are just doing the best shows we can, and, I'm just looking forward to all the guests we will be having on, and I'm waiting, like I said, for them. So I'm just going to bring on Bobby for a second.
Hello, Carly.
Well, I kind of got sick of talking to myself, so that's why, we are waiting on Terry and Austin.
Yeah.
And I got that guy from Sleep Eats. I don't know if you ever watched the cooking channel. It's called Sleep Eats.
I don't usually watch cooking shows that much, because I usually don't watch the cooking shows that much, because if I do get a chance to watch The Chew, sometimes it's barely because it's on the same time as Days is, and sometimes I don't usually watch the daytime stuff, and I'm usually just watching it on DVR when I get home from work.
Oh, well, you know, I watch it, like, all the time, Food Network, and also Cooking Santa. And so, like, I mean, I cannot cook to save my life, guys, but I can watch other people cook, and,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And that's one of the reasons.
This morning when I had a doctor's appointment, the TV was on Rachel Ray.
Oh, I love Rachel Ray.
Yeah, and I know she's busy with her show and stuff with the Food Network, so it would be impossible to try to get her on the show anytime soon. In between,
you know what? You can
the show and stuff like that.
You know what? You can never say never in the about the show because, you know, some of the guests I thought we would never have on, we have, you know, on.
Right.
And so, it's crazy.
Right. Because remember, the last thing I text was, I told you a few months ago we should have at least Terry Conn and Austin Peck on when Austin came back to Days with Christy Clark. But what I added was, it would be possible to get one of the Carries on. I know Andrea Barber is busy with Fuller House as Kemi right now. It would be impossible to get her off of that show to take a few minutes to talk to you about her days as Carrie on Days. And I don't know if we'll be able to get some free time for Chrissy with her kids and stuff like that. So it would be a great idea. Work on that.
You know, I've learned in this business you can never know what's going to happen. And, you know, we can try. I mean, there's nothing wrong with, you know, trying.
Right.
And,
Right. But,
you know,
but it should be an exciting interview. So if there's time, if it's not before 9 o'clock East, as soon as I get a chance to talk to her, I'm just going to just leave the show early tonight as soon as I get a chance to talk to Austin and Terry. I almost said Carrie.
I know.
Address mixed up. Because I'm so
Bobby, I will. Hold on. I'm going to put you on hold for a sec.
Okay.
Hi, welcome to Daytime After Dark. Is this Terry or Austin?
It's Austin. And
oh, my gosh. Well, Terry never gave me new area code, so, yeah, I had a really cool introduction. Dang it, but that's okay. But, no, I love both of you. Austin, I just want to say, you need to get your little cute little butt back over the days because... Just because of me, I love Austin. I've always loved your character. Even when I got mad at him and I wanted to slap him, I still love you.
Oh, well, you're awesome. You know, I knew there was a reason why I called in today.
Well, yes. I mean, and, you know, I mean, I've been, you know, I've kind of had a, is Terry calling in from another number, too?
Yes,
Austin, or is he?
Yeah, she's calling in.
Okay, hold on. Oh, my gosh. Hi, Terry. Oh, my gosh.
How
are you? So, good. I sort of was flirting with your husband for a moment. I'm sorry. But it's Austin Peck, people. And, you know, but no, Terry, I fell in love with you the moment you was on At the Return. It was just something about Katie I could relate to, like, all Katie's bad mistakes, I could relate to. But when Katie and Brad got together, I thought it was perfect. I mean,
I know,
yeah.
Me too.
And
it was kind of, it was, her getting together with Brad was kind of reaping all the stuff that she sowed.
Oh,
she met somebody that was equally
yes, but in Katie's defense, Well, yeah, but Katie's defense, I mean, come on. Come on. She had a really crazy childhood. And after all, her best friend was Henry. So really, with Katie, I always thought you and Henry kind of missed the boat a little. Because you guys had such an awesome friendship, but I thought you guys should, like, have a baby together. I always thought that. But, Austin, don't worry. It was long before you ever came on. So don't worry.
I do. I understand. I understand. The chemistry between her and Trent was really phenomenal, and it was fantastic working with him because he's such a great actor.
We were just talking about when Brad had died and his soul kind of came through Henry, so he had to act the way Brad was, and what a great job he did. I mean, he did not overdo it. It was hilarious.
I was nervous.
Totally.
I was nervous, but then when I saw what he did, I was pretty impressed.
Well, and by the way, you two, when I found out you guys were together, like I saw the writing on the wall a little when you guys were on Add the Routines, because you guys have this chemistry, and I'm like, wouldn't it be kind of cute if they end up together in real life? Like I saw it probably before you two even saw it. So how did you guys get together? I mean, I know you guys were on Add the Routines together, but was it before that? Did being on a soap help you guys relationship, or were you guys driving each other crazy because you had to work together all day long?
Did you want to tackle that one?
Yeah.
No, we actually work so well together, I think, because that's the way we met. And so still to this day, that's what we're trying to do, is create projects where we can work together, because that's our favorite thing to do.
If you hear somebody yelling in the background, that's our daughter. So.
But you guys have the Brady Bunch going on, don't you? I mean, I know you have two boys from another marriage, and then Carrie, have one daughter, and then you guys have two of your own. You guys are amazing having that many kids. How did you guys do?
Well,
I mean, why there is the
we
baby?
Have, yeah, I have, like you said, I have two, and she has one, and that's Julia, and I have Aiden and Roman, and then together we have Kira and Morgan. So we are kind of Brady Bunchy.
Well, I mean, if you just add one more to the mix, then you will
and
have
we'll
six
fit in,
kids.
Right, no problem. All we're missing is one boy.
Oh, come on. Come on. No, Austin, when your little girls grow up, you will be happier, because boys are crazy and girls, you know, okay, well, no, I drove my parents crazy. Okay, that scenario doesn't work. But I think you guys should have, one or two more kids. Can you guys have two kids? And why not?
If you'll come
babysit,
absolutely.
Yes. Okay. I love kids, and I just think, you know, you guys are so good. But, Austin, I need to find out for my own selfish thing. Okay, you were back on dates about 5 months ago, 6 months ago. But I know for you it was a year ago because of, you know, them taping 6 months in advance.
Oh, yeah, they're so far ahead, it's ridiculous.
Oh,
yeah.
I know, believe me. You know, because I've had, James Renner's on, I've had a lot of the boys on, and they always tell me they get mad at me because I remember things they done 2 weeks ago, and they don't remember doing it because it's 6 months, gone. So you were, let's say, for fair's sake, you were at dates a year ago, but, you know, it played 6 months. How was that? How was, you know, because you and Austin Carey came and helped the whole Stefano thing. And I was laughing when you and Carrie's mom, Anna, were I thought you were ready to So her and Zayo, like, she was driving Austin so crazy. How was that?
Yeah.
Because it was your first time working with, you know, Carrie's mom ever in the whole time.
Yeah.
You, oh, Christy Clark, been there. How was that for you?
Well, it to me, coming back to the show after so many years was kind of like having, you know, when you have those dreams where you're dreaming about a place in your life that's familiar, but it's very different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you dream about your house, but it's your house, but the house is set up. Well, the kitchen was over here and whatever, that kind of stuff. It was a lot like that. It was very surreal, you know, and the way I approached Austin, approaching the whole, you know, the short time I was on, was just like, you know, Austin's life is going fantastic, and every time Austin comes back to Salem, his life goes to crap. You know what I mean?
So it does.
He was just kind of like, get me out of here. But of course, his life must go to crap because it's a soap opera, and you know, nobody wants to watch people's lives that are very well adjusted. It just doesn't make for good TV. So, but it gives me something fun to play.
Well, I mean, you will, and you know, you and Christy Clark have undeniable chemistry as Carrie Austin. And I was worried that Austin was going to be up brave. I was, like, worried about it because I'm like, okay, those two do not get along. This is not going to be good. You know, and I'm like, but in a way, I was kind of waiting for the fight because, I don't know, I would love to see you two go at blows because when you guys were all looking for the hunt of Stefano, at this point, and everyone knew off-screen that, you know, Zoe died in real life, but everyone was, like, looking for Stefano, and I'm, like, thinking, everyone is looking for Stefano, but it's getting crazy. So I thought, like, a good little fight would have been great just for, like, a second, because I think I still think the baby that you and Carrie this recently had, I'm not so positive it might not be used. I mean, I just want to see the whole DNA test.
Hey, easy there. Easy. Oh, my goodness. Easy there. Now you're talking some craziness, woman. I think it would have been great for there to be more friction and to play more with that. I mean, I wasn't present. You know, I had to be kind of filled in on what happened
mm-hmm.
when Pat was there. So, but I didn't have that kind of history. So we tried to do as much as we could, but they touched on it, you know, almost like, you know, it's like giving a meal, but you really only get like a little bit of taste, you know, like a little tiny sip
exactly.
of wine. You don't really get you don't get the full body of the glass, you know. It was a little too much of a sip. So that's the way I felt it was for me. Galen Gehring, to me, I know him from way back in the day, and he was really a real pleasure to work with. So I would definitely love to explore that more.
Well, and I think, you know, there's a mistake on days, and I've always said this. I mean, right now, this is the time that Carrie Austin needs to be back in Salem. Like, I yell at my TV every day, like, you know, but they won't answer back, so this is... but the thing is, right now, your mother, Kate, has married Andre.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, your mother is married to a psychopath. And, like, I'm yelling
yeah.
at her every day.
But
how
you surprised
was
that Kate would marry a psychopath? I mean, isn't that kind of in the line of Kate? Doesn't she like danger? Isn't that just her nature, which is really sad?
Yes,
but it's true.
But she's going to get herself killed, in my opinion, because, yes, we all knew what Stefano was capable of. We all knew all his tricks. Really, I do not trust Andre as far as I can throw him. He caused Lexi to die, so all of that, and And then when I found out she married him, I'm like, where's Austin? Where's the level-headed son? You know, because
where's
Lucas
the
is not.
Right? Where is the level-headed son? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I think they should bring Austin back, and he should go into business with Kate and be like her strong arm. You know, I think that that would be great, and play with that, where Austin isn't, you know, when it comes to me, he is a good guy, but when it comes to business, he's a little bit more of a shark than people would expect.
Well, yeah, and that's what, you know, gets me mad, because I'm like, there's so many stories to tell for you guys. You know, Sammy is on her way back. Oh, that would be interesting. Oh, that would be, you know, Sammy, Kate, Austin, not to revisit it, but I think there's just so many things that they are missing. And Terry, if you don't come back in any time, I'm going to be really upset, because you need to come back. Like when we were first emailing each other, you're like, do I have any fans out there? I'm like, Terry, people have been wanting you back on daytime ever since you guys went off on One Life to Live. So, Terry, can you please just come back to daytime for me?
I'll do it just for you.
Well, I mean, I don't care.
We're going to work on our own project.
I don't care.
You know, if you had asked me 5 years ago, oh, would you ever want to produce, write, all of that stuff, I would have said no. I just like acting. I love it. I love taking someone else's vision and making it a reality. But as we start to projects, the satisfaction that I'm getting from us creating our own characters and our own stories
mm-hmm.
is much more than I ever would have imagined. So, I mean, we're just now starting to learn all about the different platforms where you can,
mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the greatest time in television history when you can, you have so many, or television or film really, where you have so many different avenues to go with your own content that were never available before. And it's changing like by the minute. So,
exactly. No,
it is.
It is. I mean, you know.
Have you seen the Amazon Prime show Tainted Dreams?
Yes, I have seen
it,
because, you know, my girlfriend, Alyssa Minsu, has been in it. So, you know, of course I have
She's
to watch
fantastic.
It, because if I don't, she will kill me. And I'm not joking, people, you know, because I had to get on her little thing about having a second kid. And she goes, wait a moment, you're not my gynecologist saying the same thing. So, yeah, Tainted Dreams, all the web series is great. I mean, like, you know, there are so many different avenues by now. I mean, Lifetime,
mm-hmm.
everything. So, what are you guys working on right now together?
Well, we just did a short film based on a true story that we're hopefully going to develop into a feature length with the writer and director. It's a father-son team. So it's, I mean, they're hoping to get it into the festivals, getting the short into the festivals, probably starting within, you know, in the fall, and then at the same time develop the feature. So we were really excited to get to work with each other again on that. We played, a husband and wife that lost their son to a drunk driver. And, it's based on, it's based on the Matthew West song, Forgiveness. Which is based on the true story of Renee Napier, who lost her daughter to a drunk driver, and she ended up just really, you know, spiraling out of control with anger and resentment, and then she realized that she needed to forgive the man that was responsible, and she did, and they started touring around the United States together. She would get him out of jail for the day, and they would go speak at schools and churches, speak out against drunk driving. And, I mean, the perspective was amazing that they were able to portray, because she was the mother and he was the one responsible for her losing her child. So it was really powerful. And then she ended up speaking on his behalf and getting his sentence reduced. And they still, to this day, tour around speaking. I would love to be able to be part of something that brings someone else's story to light, and such an amazing story of forgiveness and how important that is and how it really sets you free. You know, you're the one, it's not really giving a gift to the other person, it's giving a gift to yourself, because if you, living with unforgiveness just eats away. But, I mean, to have to forgive something like that would be incredibly difficult.
Yeah, and really hard, I think. But so when do you guys think you will be able to get to like Cannes Festival or something like that? Because I think that would be awesome.
They're submitting it to all the big ones, so I haven't heard anything yet. But we will definitely put that out there on Twitter and, you know, all of our platforms once we hear. So hopefully it'll be in festivals all around the country, so no matter where you live, you can see it.
That is,
and we'll try to
awesome.
Be there too.
I mean, that is, I remember hearing about the story when it first happened, and I thought it was one of those really interesting, you know, stories. And I think, you know, it should be, you know, people, I really think it should also be like a movie. I'm like, it could be like a movie of the week on Lifetime or, you know, on some of the festivals. But because I think anyone would be crazy to turn that down. I mean, everyone has heard the story, but I think everyone would love to see it.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know,
we're
and,
really happy with the short.
Oh, so that is awesome. So have there been any more projects that you guys were working on before this? Or any, you know, kind of little film or anything?
Well, we are working on a film, writing a script called Second Chance. And it's going good. It's going good. We're in the early stages of it, and working on the story and getting the pre-production in line. So, yeah, I mean, you know, that's just being on the creative end from the
mm-hmm.
beginning of the process of coming up with a story. We love to work together as actors. So
mm-hmm.
obviously everything, they say write what you know what I mean? So, you know, it's a simple story about reconciliation and forgiveness, but in a different way than the short is, obviously not as extreme, but extreme in its own way. But it's more of a dramedy because we love comedy. And so, you know, it's like, there's nothing better than dealing with really deep, heavy topics, but then allowing yourself to laugh. And I think that's really, it's like the soul can really absorb something instead of it, something being like really super heavy and, you know,
mm-hmm.
really, you know, just kind of beating you over the head with it. It's really writing something that is based in, you know, based in true life humanity, you know, because humanity has such a tremendous amount of irony to it. And like, my, you know, Mike, you know, without spoiling or getting too much into it, it's basically a guy who's a single father with five of his kids. And so they say, write what you know. So that's what I'm doing. And I'm writing a lot of dynamic of, you know, just, you know, the kids are different, but in different ages, but the same, some of the same ages,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of the dynamic. And that's just really fun. It's fun to do. So it has kind of like a parenthood feel to it. You know, it has like a modern family feel to it. and just writing that, the struggle that this guy's going through, and then there's becomes like a, you know, halfway through, it becomes like a twist, and that happens in his life. And he has to kind of overcome that obstacle of that twist, of that, the challenge, you know, the challenge in the beginning, you know, what his struggle is, and then what he ends up having to deal with, this major twist that comes into his life, and how he has to deal with that, and how it affects the whole family from beginning to end. And so it's really fun. I mean, it's really fun, mm-hmm. because we have found with our lives, if somebody had approached us, gosh, years ago about doing a reality show, and just the idea of doing a scripted reality show in those same lines of Curb Your Enthusiasm was really exciting, but that's not what they were mm-hmm. interested in. And it was more like salacious and kind of like, you know, roadkill kind of concept, you know, just kind of throwing us out there, you know, and, you know, letting the vultures feed on us. And we weren't really interested in that. And so, but our lives are so strange and not unique, because there's other people that deal with the exact same stuff. But we have found in so many circumstances, Terry and I will look at each other and say,
this needs to go in the script.
this needs to go in the script. Or if this was written, people would believe it didn't happen. And I think that that's what I'm finding, this, you know, art, you know, that saying is art imitate life, or life imitate art. And I really believe that really it's that mm-hmm. art imitates life, because so many things that have happened to us together, individually, as a family, collectively, that it just is like, we're like, I would never even think to write this. This is so bizarre. And so coming with that experience, again, just write what you know. And as long as it has truth to it, it has humanity to it, and it makes sense, I think that people will definitely get a big kick out of it.
Well, yeah, because you guys are dealing with, how old are your kids? Like, I mean,
15,
are you guys,
13, 12, 4,
and 2.
And 2.
Okay.
And as far as girls are concerned, my
mm-hmm.
goodness, our 4-year-old and 2-year-old are off the hook. They are gnarly, gnarly, individualistic, strong-willed, intelligent, and drive you to want to commit seppuku, little girls. So, yeah.
They are supposed to do that to you, Austin.
You know what? They're doing a great job. They're doing a great job, and they're only 2 and 4.
I mean, you
we
know,
have
but
the teenager,
I mean,
the preteens,
yes.
and the little ones.
How do you deal with, especially nowadays, with the preteen and the teenager? I mean, it is so different from what you and I, all of us grew up with. So how, I mean, I watched my brother and my sister-in-law with theirs, and I'm like thinking, nowadays I just laugh at them. Like, when my brother texted me and goes, why do we have kids? I go, because you love them. Yeah, and, you know,
I think the most important thing is just to keep the lines of communication open and show them
yes.
respect and trust,
yeah.
you know, keep the trust open and just say, you know, you can come to me with anything, no matter bad, we can always deal with the truth.
And a lot of it is trying to beat the world to the punch, you know what I mean? Because either you're
exactly.
going to educate your kids or the world is going to educate your kids. So if you're afraid to have the talk, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The world will have the talk with your kids. And if you're like, you know, I have my son, he's dating somebody, and I'm not really excited about the idea of my kids dating. And it's not because not for the obvious reasons. It more is just like, what does that really truly mean when you're a teenager, you know? And so I'm not going to stop them. I'm just saying, hey, this is what I think. This is what I feel. And here's some information. like, what is it? I talked to him yesterday about just kind of appropriate manner and how to be with this girlfriend he had. And I said to him years ago, I said to him, okay, you have to be careful when the little head starts thinking for the big head. And
exactly.
And he said, you said that to me 12 when I was 12. And I had no idea what you were talking about. And I was like, but now you do, right? Yeah, but the point is you heard it from me first. And
exactly.
Again, it's like treating your kids like the intelligent people that they truly are.
Well, yeah, and, you know, and they're going to make mistakes. And, you know, I was really clever growing up. And I'm not allowed to kind of help my nieces because, you know, they always have crazy ideas. So, like, I'm not allowed to tell them anything my brother and I have done growing up until they are, like, 17. And now they are 13 and almost 15. So, I mean, but it might help them. But with, you know, the whole lines of communication, because if you don't, you know, at least if you don't tell your kids what's going on, oh, they get in trouble and they are so scared to tell you, then they are going to do something even more crazier than, you know, before. And I just think, you know, when you, especially you guys have a house with teenager, preteen, and 2 and a 4-year-old. And, you know, I don't know what's with the 2 and the 4 or the teenagers, because both of them, you know, those 2 ages, I would never, like 13, 14, I would never want to go back. But dealing with a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old is like dealing with a teenager, because they are so smart and they know what they, you know, they know what they want. And, you know, so, you know, I think you guys need to, like, every night just open a bottle of wine after you get through the long day of everything. You know, because...
Or 2 or 3.
Yeah, and before I let my co-host on, but I reached out, I'm friends with Zay Eddie Peck, who was on YNR and whatever, and he told me I could share this conversation we had, because I was trying to get you on my show, like, you know, 6 months ago before I found Terry. So I, you know, Zayety and I were talking, and I go, yeah, Carly, I asked Zayety if you were related. This is what he told me. Eddie goes, no relation, but I first met Austin exactly 27 years ago on a commercial audition. I signed in on the call.
He
happened to know a very familiar name, a couple of below me. That was Austin Peck. I turned to the group with the young guys stood behind me and said, hey, who's this Austin Peck? And a rather very shy, handsome kid spoke up and said, I'm Austin. And then I said, I just became a dad. We named our son Austin Peck. He smiled in a friendship with Stark. And he goes, and he wanted me to tell you. He wanted me to tell you that when he found out you landed the role on dates, he was so happy for you. And Terry, when he... Terry, when you were
He's
on...
A cool cat.
Yeah,
I never forget
and,
that. I remember that clear as day.
Yeah,
I totally
well,
remember that clear as day.
And Terry, he told me to tell you that he met you when you were on All My Children back in 2000, and you were such a sweet girl, tons of talent, and so beautiful. And he told me I had let you guys know this. Yeah, Zandy's been like my guardian angel for this whole. About 6 year process, you know, we got started talking because, you know, I fell in love with him on YNR, but then we grew.
Me too.
We have such a good friendship, and he comes on whenever I want him well, not whatever I want him to, but whenever I'm like, come on, you haven't been on here in 5 months. And he goes, I don't have anything to talk to about. I'm like, we can make something up. You know, I'm like, we can, you know. And so, no, but he, you know, he just told me I had to tell you, Austin, because it was just like one of, you know, the funny moments, because I'm like, you know, a year ago, I'm like, wait, why am I not using my anxiety connection about Austin Peck? Why? It didn't dawn on me. And then when you found out, he told me you were not related, I was mad. I seriously was mad at the DNA word.
We could be related.
Yeah, they look like they could be.
We could be related.
Yeah. And that's why
you know,
I told him
thing
too.
Is that you want to hear some more, is that I when I got on Days and JD, he was still on YNR, we were at some awards function, and he came up to me and he goes, I have to tell you a story. And he goes, when I was on Days of Our Lives, the executive producer at the time, and was still at the time when I was there, Tom Langan, came up to me and he said, hey, we're gonna bring on a new character and we're going to name him after your son. So the irony is that Austin Reed is named after Austin Peck.
I didn't know that.
Austin Peck. Yeah, that was straight out of J.D. Peck's mouth. And I was like, no way. I said, I would have had to really suck to not get the job. So not that I didn't, but I would have had it been like incredibly bad. You know, it was like the writing was on the wall.
Yeah, he will be happy. You know, I will text him after the show and let him know, you got to listen tonight. You know, because usually sometimes when I tell him he needs a lesson, he goes, oh, you brought my name up. I'm like, of course I did. You know, but Austin, what I want to know is, have the liberal wife reached out to you? I know you probably can't say, but come on, I won't tell a soul, but have the new Baidu or the new team at Days of Our Life right now, have they reached out to bring Austin back anytime soon?
Well, I you're right. I can't speak of it. So.
But we know Ron from One Life.
And Ron,
oh, yeah.
he wrote for One Life, and he, you know, when I was
he's
doing,
so good.
Yeah.
Is it a big change? I mean, unfortunately, we don't really have time to watch, but.
Well, see, the thing is, you know, he's only been in there for a week. But, you know, everyone is like, in daytime, worried. I mean, as of you two know, I mean, only 4 soaps are left on the air. But, you know, like I tell everyone, you know, on the show, let's just see how this goes. You know, we cannot be mad over like a week of the new writers. Let's just.
Give him a chance.
You know, give Ron.
Plus, they can't change anything too quickly because they're 6 months ahead.
Exactly, and that's why I yell at people for. But yeah, I mean, it's going okay. You know, but like I tweeted Ron, bring back some of the best. Bring Kenny Austin back. Bring Sammy back. You know, we are going to be losing Nicole, which I don't like at all. Ollie Zucker is out of the show. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, my hot book. But out on the show out of December. So that, you know, so, you know, when you kind of lose, you know, you keep players. It's almost like baseball and football. Like, I tell people all the time, in the game in daytime, you get traded. No matter what you do, you get traded.
Yeah, that's really true. Oh,
you know,
gosh,
and
that's funny.
Yeah.
You get
and
traded.
When you exactly, and when you guys were, so you two, when you guys were on Add the Returns, were you guys there up until the very last episode, or were you guys gone before the?
Yeah, you did the last. I was off before it.
About 6 months,
yeah,
maybe.
Around there.
Yeah, I was there for the last day, and it was devastating. I actually had a dream about As the World Turns last night that we had all gotten back together, and we were all reminiscing, and I mean, I have this dream about once a year, probably.
Oh, you do?
And I cry. I feel like I even cry in my sleep because it was so hard for that to end for me. I started in my early 20s, and I was there for almost 14 years. So, and I loved everybody there. It was my home for so long. So I miss it greatly.
I mean,
and
so when
I tell you what, working with Terry on As World Turns and playing different clothes because you got food on.
We have Kira in here wanting to change
because
she got ketchup on her clothes.
Well, kids are all that I'm.
Wait, say hi, Kira.
Hi.
So Austin, you were saying about you working with Terry on At the Buttons?
Yeah, we had a great time.
Oh yeah, working with Terry was one of the best acting experiences I ever had. It was just really, it was so much fun playing Brad. I mean, I had something that was very unique, I think, for an actor on daytime is I actually had a true arc, you know, from beginning to end. And, you know, they really wrote, you know, it was a fun character. I got to play a lot. I got to do a lot. And it was such a different character than Austin Reed.
Well, totally different, but it worked. I mean, where I'm from, Seattle, At the Buttons and Days of Our Life was on at the same time. So here I was, you know, before TiVo, here I was, you know, recording both, and I'm like, okay, TiVo tape, if you break today, I will kill you. You know, kind of, because growing up, that was, like, especially dates for me, but and dates, like, I would find a way during high school how to kind of sort of skip my last couple classes. And everyone's like, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going to the library, and I will be back tomorrow. And, because I finally confessed everything to my mom a couple years ago. And Mom's like, you know, if you have the TiVo then, you would probably been a better student. And I'm like, exactly. So I blame it on the VCR. I'm like, I blame it, you know, because, you know, today you can just record it and not, you know, worried about it. But I better bring on some of my co-hosts because they are going to kill me. And I'm not kidding. David, you're on the line.
Hi, Terry. How y'all doing?
Hi, how you doing?
Okay. I have a question. Earlier day to Austin, he was a boxer. What was like some of those boxing scenes? What boxing?
Oh, it was fun. That was fun. They did that because they knew that's what I did, and it was fun. It was fun. I hated the fact that I got beat down I got to take one for the team. But it was great, you know. Had my trainer do the choreography. We got Marty Dinkins, who's a very famous referee, come in and do it. It was a good time. It was a good time. You know, I think I would have liked to have been a little bit more authentic, but you know, as far as the fight coordination. But other than that, it was great. It was good times.
Yeah.
He still does.
Yeah. Also, Terry, you were in the one other criminal tent. You were good in that. How was this coming at?
Now the world turns. Criminal Intent. That was amazing. We were just watching Criminal Intent last night for the first time in forever, and I was watching Vincent D'Onofrio. He's such an amazing actor. He totally ruled that set. In fact, the director was amazing. It was a woman director. I don't remember her name, but he came in. I mean, he was in all the scenes that I was in, and he was, well, not all of them, but most of them. And he basically took over and directed each scene. And I think, you know, when you've been in the business as long as he has, you almost can't help it because you see the potential and you see, you know, what could come from each scene. So it's hard for people not to jump in and want to direct, which is, I think, kind of the place where I am now.
Yeah. You're great, Nick. Yeah.
Thank you. Uh-oh. Yeah, that was 2003. I can't believe it was that long ago.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Also, Austin, what was I tuning that thing where Sammy revealed that Lucas is not your kid? It's a wedding to Perry.
Wait, can you say that again?
He was talking about when, David, I don't think he was playing Austin then. When, when Sammy reviewed that Will was really Lucas's and not Austin's.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. That was me. I mean, I think that, okay. Yeah, that was me. That was the storyline it was fine. I mean, that's what soap operas are about, you know, and you got, you know, drama. So it was just kind of like yes and.
You know the writing's good when we can't wait to get our script to read and see what's going to happen. Because there were times, you know, if you're there for long enough, you go through periods where you're not so excited about the storyline you're in. You know, it's like a little boring or it's not where you saw the character going. But when you know it's good, when you can't wait to see to get the next script so you can read it to find out what's going to happen. And, I mean, it was that way most of the time on As the World Turns for me.
It was that way.
So we were really fortunate. I mean, our writers really did a great job of kind of seeing what was best, seeing where our strong suit was and really starting to write for that.
Yeah, As the World Turns was really good for that. They wrote to your strengths, which was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
If they saw something that you were good at, if they, you know, they – like if you were, you know, good at comedy or, you know, good at certain things, they wrote towards that, which, you know, made it easier for you and it made it more fun.
And it helped me to discover that I was talented at comedy. I would have never known. I just think, especially learning that on a soap opera is really ironic because you think soap opera drama, and that's not all it is. Ideally,
exactly, like Austin was saying earlier.
Yeah.
So we were very fortunate to have that.
Yeah. Well, I'm a big fan of both of y'all. I love y'all work.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
David, I'm going to bring on Bobby before he murders me. Hey, Bobby, you're on the air.
Hey, Terry. Hey, Austin.
Hi, Bobby.
How are you?
Hey, Terry. I've been wanting to say it's been 15 years that I've been wanting to at least meet you or write to you or talk to you, and I got a chance because I remember when As the World Turns sent you, Jennifer Landon, and Alexandra to Kings Dominion, Richmond.
That was so fun.
I didn't get a chance to meet you all down up there because I didn't have the money, and plus I didn't know about it in Soap Digest for like a week before. But I did write to you all the time when you was on there, especially when you had Julia, because I was giving you like all kinds of cool names for you and Artie to have if it was a boy or a girl.
Thank you.
Are you talking
and
to
Julia,
Bobby,
one of them?
And how old is she anyways? Isn't she like 12 or 15?
She just turned 13. Yep, just turned 13 this month. In July.
Yeah, because I didn't get a chance to watch you or Marla, who's now in General Hospital, have your kids on a baby story at the time because technically that was actually your first reality show that you did, and you couldn't have done it with Austin at the time. But I'm glad they filmed the birth tastefully without anything being edited or anything like that.
Yeah, well, that's the only way I would have done it. Plus, our hospital was pretty strict on their rules too. They only let the cameras in for so long.
Right. Cause
that's really
like,
why I decided to do it.
Right, because it's not like these days, especially with the lack of baby story shows on Discovery Health and TLC these days, where it instantly go on YouTube or Facebook Live or anything like that these days. Because I cannot imagine with your girls having to go through Facebook Live or Instagram Live with that kind of stuff.
I don't think that would be a good idea.
But the real reason I called is I noticed that that on One Life to Live, you and I forget the Indian girl name that hated the all.
Shanaz.
Yeah, because I've seen her Instagram work with her travels to India and the United States and her YouTube videos all the time. But I noticed that you two would often get into a fight or something every now and then.
A fight? And, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, like there were some cat fights between Aubrey and her character.
Oh, yeah, our characters.
Those were the best.
Not in real life.
Yeah.
Not in real life.
No, because I adore.
I've seen her with your daughters on her Instagram account and on your Twitter account before. But
yeah, we keep in touch. She's all over the world because she has new kind of side career of being a travel blogger, and she's really amazing at it. Her pictures are beautiful, and she gets to go to all these wonderful places. But we talk about that all the time, how much fun we had with those characters. We were good frenemies. She actually auditioned for Aubrey. That's how we met. And
oh, really?
She was like,
wow.
I couldn't believe how nice we were to each other. We were like, you know, vying for the same role. But I figured, you know, if they're going to go, if she's going to get it, I'm clearly not going to get it because they're going for a different look and vice versa. So I learned that early on in my career with acting. If you have friends that are actors, we've got to lift each other up and help each other out. Because even if you're the same age as someone, if they're going to go for their look or their style or whatever, then you're not going to get it anyway. And there's enough work out there for everyone. Because it can be a really cutthroat and awful industry if you don't put your friendships and relationships first.
Right.
And that's what I loved about her. You know, we just...
Let's talk about the cat fight between you two. That was the best.
The cat fight, oh my gosh, we had so much fun. There was like a scene where she grabs my hair and and we go down below the couch, and then they cut the scene and they gave a bunch of like extensions, hair extensions to her. So then we come up from the couch and she has this whole fistful of hair. It was so funny. That was probably the most fun we've ever had.
Yeah, I know, Terry, that you could have easily been on the reboot on Hulu if you wanted to, but I know you and Austin were busy with other projects at the time, and plus you was almost like pregnant with one of your daughters, so I don't know how they would have wrote in Aubrey being pregnant at the time.
Yeah, I don't think that would have worked. We would have had to hide it.
Yeah, but also Austin, I wanted to say I got a chance to see Carrie and Austin back. I did not, however, see them involved with the Kayla and Steve wedding because of breaking news that day.
That's why I forgot about that. Yeah, he was mad that day. He and Bobby was really mad. I got a text from that day. He goes, I go, calm down.
Because I was ready to bring this up to Chrissy and Shelly at the time, but I don't know if Shelly has an active Twitter account because she's not on Teen Wolf and it's hard to get in touch with her other than just to comment on what she said on MTV about her MTV show because then I was going to get ready to just tell her about my opinion. Just and so, like I said, I don't know if Shelley had an active Twitter account at the time. I don't know if she still has one right now, as she did back then. Because I'm not even sure if she's active on Facebook or not. But listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you. And Terry, thanks for liking me on Twitter with the comment I said earlier.
You're welcome. I'm glad
also,
we got to talk.
Yeah, just been 15 years in the making, and hopefully I won't wait another 15 years. They got to get you back on to soaps like I don't care if they have to bring back Austin and Carrie or work somewhere where around you to get back on Days. You'd rather be as somebody else, because I know it would be impossible to replace Ari as Nicole or to get you to become Carrie over what Chrissy has done over the years. So it would be impossible right there.
Yeah,
but
I wouldn't want to do that.
but also, please friend me on Facebook, because I sent several requests to be friends with you since One Life to Live ended.
Well,
I usually, I've kind of tried to keep Facebook as my personal thing, but I don't know what to do with all this social media stuff anymore. I'm not very good at it.
I'll make sure I put a good word in for I forgot her name. For your friend, the one that was on One Life Flip, the Indian girl.
Oh, Shanaz, yeah.
Shanaz, I'll make sure I put in a good word next time on Instagram and say hi to her.
All right.
But
that sounds
you
great.
All have been great. Tell the kids I said hello and have a good night.
Thank
you.
You too.
Okay. Thank you. And you have a good night too, Carly.
I'll be back. Okay.
And I'll be back on what's the next show?
Thursday afternoon.
Thursday afternoon, what time?
Noon, West Coast time.
Okay, I'll be right there. I'll be there Thursday. I'll talk to you then.
Okay, bye,
good night,
Bobby. Gallen.
Good night, Terry.
Bye.
Good night.
Okay.
Good night.
So we have one more. My host. Hey, Maggie.
Hey, GH time. Thursday.
What?
Oh, time for GH.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Hey, Megan, you're on air with us.
Hi. I don't really take the show seriously at all. You know, I've only been watching forever. And I am thrilled that you're on, Terry. I followed your career, and I love both you and Austin.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm looking forward to seeing more of you two together or separate. But no, together would be cute. I think it would be really cute. I don't know. But I love my world, and I miss it till today. And I...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just... They're family. Well, you know what I mean. It's just...
Yeah.
They're real.
Yeah,
that's how I feel. They're real. And
I still turn to a good show. It was a very good show, and it was dealt a tough blow, and was never really been able. They didn't, you know, didn't recover from just the lack of budget, you know, that it was given, and then you know they just took it off the air, and I think it was a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and I've always wanted to. I've had some As the Platoon people on, but. Terry, did you, since Austin was on for the last couple of months, did you have a feeling that it was going to go, you know, get canceled? Or were you guys on the set not, were you guys not worried? Or did you guys all have a feeling when it got canceled and they should have never done April Fool's? Because everyone thought that day that... okay, that's not a mean joke, and, you know, it was real. When did you get kind of scared?
There was talk, at least for the last 5 years that it was on, that it wasn't going to be much longer. It's like we knew that there would be an end, we just didn't know when it would be. once Guiding Light got canceled, we were like, okay, it's just a matter of time now. But it still was a shock the day you actually hear those words
mm-hmm.
that we've been canceled. It was still a shock, even though we knew in the back of our heads that it was coming. When it actually does come down, it wasn't easy to hear. It was really awful. Mm. I mean, I wasn't on set that day. I think Trent called me and told me. Yeah. And then I don't even remember how much time we had.
The writing was on the wall. It just was. Unfortunately, they kept decreasing the budget. And the producers and directors, they really did what they could. Everybody kind of pitched in, and everybody did what they could to make it work as much as they could. But, they finally just decided it wasn't something they wanted to do anymore. And I think everybody kind of saw it coming.
Growing up with my mother and my grandmother, thing went on. No phone could ring, no doorbell when World Turns was on. That was it. Everybody And you were kind of, all of our stories in real life, the stuff that was happening on the soap. And they handled it beautifully. I mean, the family is like, you don't really have strong families as much as you did back then.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly, Maggie. And when you have Guiding Light as the routine, but what the final blow, I think, for a lot of people was, Guiding Light as the routine, we could not save it no matter how much the fans did. And the fans were fighting this. But then when you had All My Children and One Life to Live also get canceled, it was like it felt like we got stabbed. We got stabbed so much as so fans. And I just feel like, I was thankful, Terry, that you were not on AMC then, because they had to move from New York to California for the last year and a half. And I cannot imagine people, moving, thinking everything was okay, and then get fired or let go a year and a half later. I just, at that point, I was happy that you were not on it but I just, when you cancel four soaps in less than 4 years, for people it was like, bad. That's why we have to make the last four soaps really good. And no matter if we get mad at them, guys, we just have to stick it out and everything. Mm-hmm. But no, we love you guys.
I think they learned their lesson.
Oh, God. Well, I hope so because, everyone knows. Well, everyone knows not to mess with me, and I, I've yelled at people, things that shouldn't happen. But Terry, I have a little question to ask you. So, do you still keep in touch with Trent, the guy that played Henry, by any chance?
Yeah, I mean, not as much as I would like to. Obviously, life gets in the way, but. He had moved out to LA a while ago, and I went and visited him at his house. I mean, this was three years ago now, maybe. And then the last time we were in LA, we met up with him. And then now he has moved back to New York. We keep in touch, on Facebook and emailing now and again, but since he's been back in New York, we haven't gotten together, and he's not that far away from us. But we keep in touch a little bit, just not as much as I would like to. But he's had two babies since then. Adorable.
The reason why I'm reason why I'm asking is I would love to get him on, and, you know, with social media so crazy, it's sometimes really hard, and I'm, like, thinking when you were talking, I'm like, huh, I wonder if he could help me get turned on, because I loved him. I still miss him in daytime, and I was thinking about this the whole time we were talking.
Yeah, oh, he's the best. I'm sure he would do it. He's probably not the most active on social media, I can't imagine, because it just doesn't really seem like his cup of tea. And I do know he's busy with the kids and everything. So I'll send him a little message and just tell him how much fun we had and that he might want to just call in for a little bit, because I think he would enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what he's up to.
Well, I mean,
I know
he's like,
did.
Just like Michael Park, I had Martha Booth on last year, and she said it's so hard for everyone to keep in touch because everyone is so busy, you know, with other projects and the kids. But you guys gotta come back. You guys gotta come back on Daytime After Dark when, you know, let us know when, you know, whoever picks up the movie, and we want you guys back here because we want to promote it like crazy.
Thank you so much. We would definitely appreciate that. And before we're done, I just wanted to say, you said that you're good friends with Alicia Minshew. Both of our most recent projects were with Alicia individually, though. Two different projects other than the one we just did together, which his was Tainted Dreams, which is on Amazon Prime, so anyone that's, you know, that has Amazon Prime, it's free. Mm-hmm. They don't have to pay extra. And I think I just spoke with Sonia, the creator, who was one of our directors and producers on As the World Turns and One Life to Live, and she directs Days currently. She said that season 2 will be coming out soon. So any fans of, let's see, Alicia, Austin, Kelly Hensley is on it. Who else? Walt Willey.
I love Kelly. Oh, gosh.
Austin. Marnie Schulenberg, who was on As the World Turns. Terry Ivins. I mean, it has everyone. And it is so good. If you're a soap fan, you have to watch Tainted Dreams. Because
it's
the
really
behind
good,
the scenes of the soap. And it's hilarious. And Sonia will tell you, most of the stories are real-life stories. You just don't know who they are. Stories that happen behind the scenes in her 20-something years on soap. She's worked on One Life to Live, All My Children, Days, As the World Turns. I mean, those are the ones I know of. So, and both Austin and Alicia are amazing in that. I just did a pilot with Alicia called Holy Broken. That's spelled Wholly, like holy, you know, Holy Broken. That is still searching for a home, but it's a really beautiful faith-based show. You can go on holybroken.com and see the trailer and see a little bit about us. We filmed in the Hamptons last October, and that was a really fun, different project for both of us. It's a musical, so it's kind of like a faith-based Glee, I guess you would say. But that was a really fun project too. So we're big fans of Alicia too. wanted to not forget to say that.
I love Alicia. Let's say if you're out listening to me, remember we talked on Twitter. You're supposed to come on before now. No, I always give Alicia a hard time because she's just been so busy and she's doing all these projects. But Terry, if you talk to Alicia before,
lot.
Terry, if you talk to Alicia before, I do Tim, Carly is looking for you. Carly wants you back on. I would love having both of you on together when you guys find
that
a home for.
Yes, when this gets
picked
up,
and
we will definitely do that.
Yeah, because then, you know, see, it does me already because there's so many people in daytime that, you know, are not working in daytime anymore, but I'm glad and grateful that there are all so many web series and, you know, all of that. And, you know, people pick up, you know, their movie, you know, I believe it will be picked up. People will be stupid and dumb not to, you know, pass it for you guys. People will be nice to them, you know, go, some producer, if any producers are listening, so call Terry, have them pick up all their projects. Thank you.
Well, and we really want to focus on just really uplifting good moral stories. And get back to that kind of entertainment because there's not enough of it out there.
No, there's
and
not.
I think there is a big audience for it. Almost take the soaps back to the way they started, which was like a moral play. You know, the bad guy gets his and love wins and all of that good stuff.
Exactly. But, yeah, and we thank you so much for coming on. But, like I said, Austin, if, you know, you ever do come back a days, you know, Terry can kind of give me a little warning because Terry and I have each other's emails and therefore, and I know you can't talk about it, but I had a dream the other night that you were back on. So I don't know if that means anything or me being wistful thinking, but I'm
do your dreams usually end up being prophetic?
Well, I had a dream. I had a dream that Christoph St. John, like a long time ago before we became friends, came on the show, and everyone's like, oh no, he's too famous, whatever. And Christoph and I are friends, so dreams like that usually come true. And, everyone now knows that I'm Christoph St. John's TV wife because. I cannot watch. If Christoph is not YNL that day, I won't watch. So, yeah. But, yeah, thank you guys for coming on. And get the kids to bed. Get the kids settled down. And have a great night. But, yeah, we would love to have you guys on again.
Well, we appreciate
so
it very much. Thank you for the time.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, and have a great night, you guys.
Appreciate
you. Thank
you.
You got it. Okay.
Take
care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 See,
you did it. What?
You did. Hi, guys. Oh. Hi, David.
Hello, Maggie. I'm Maggie.
Hi.
Hi, David.
How you doing?
Hanging in there. How you doing?
That was like a great show, you guys. And hope my low TV went crazy on me, but but no, you guys, I loved our interview. David, you did a great job. David, you did a great job with Creston.
Yeah.
Bobby, you did a great job with Crescent, but Bobby went to bed on us.
Okay,
one thing.
I'm not a fan of Rachel Ray. I don't like her. I'm sorry.
I'm not either. Don't feel bad. I'm not either.
I
usually was the making of this. I'm in love with Guy Fieri. I love Ari Khan, who's coming on Thursday at noon West Coast time. And, I love Jeff Goldman, but, you know, I can take weeks away here or there, but, you know, like some of the guys that are cooks on it, like Bobby Flay, yummy, but that's my, you know, opinion. But you guys, so we are having, it's so on Tuesday at noon, and we will probably have a show on Friday, but right now, Carly can't think because it's 90 degrees in Seattle, and it will be 99 before Friday, so I don't mind the hot. No, you know, I don't mind the hot weather. I'm not going to complain because come December, I'm going to hate my life because it gets so cold. And like Maggie
and Sonny
already told me.
It's so cold today. My Sonny, he's so cold.
I know. I mean, and you guys, you know, I will watch it tonight. And, but, you know, and then Friday, David, we will try and have a soap talk on Friday. But right now, my voice, Maggie, you can hear my voice, right?
Yes, I can.
And it's ready to go, right?
Mm-hmm. Stone looks fantastic. He looks like he does when he was on. Oh, my God. I love him. And thank God he went to visit Sonny today. That's my poor Sonny.
Exactly. But, okay, so, yeah. Thank Austin Peck and Terry Cotton for calling in. And, we are going to hang up for tonight, but we will be back on Thursday.
Yeah.
So have a great night,
okay.
You too. Okay, bye, guys.
Good night, cousin.
Bye.
Talk to you later, David. Take care.
Well, you too. Bye.